The Decline and Fall of the Roman Empire, Volume 1, by Edward Gibbon. This volume is subtitled The History of the Empire from A.D. 180 to A.D. 395. The History of the Decline and Fall of the Roman Empire, Chapter 1. The Extent and Military Force of the Empire in the Age of the Antonines. In the 2nd century of the Christian era, the Empire of Rome comprehended the fairest part of the earth and the most civilized portion of mankind. The frontiers of that extensive monarchy were guarded by ancient renown and disciplined valor. The gentle but powerful influence of laws and manners had gradually cemented the union of the provinces. Their peaceful inhabitants enjoyed and abused the advantages of wealth and luxury. The image of a free constitution was preserved with decent reverence. The Roman Senate appeared to possess the sovereign authority, and devolved on the emperors all the executive powers of government. During a happy period, 98 to 180 AD, of more than 80 years, the public administration was conducted by the virtue and abilities of Nerva, Trajan, Hadrian, and the 2 Antonines. It's the design of this and of the 2 succeeding chapters to describe the prosperous condition of their empire, and afterwards, from the death of Marcus Antoninus, to deduce the most important circumstances of its decline and fall, a revolution which will ever be remembered and is still felt by the nations of the earth. The principal conquests of the Romans were achieved under the Republic, and the emperors, for the most part, were satisfied with preserving those dominions which had been acquired by the policy of the Senate, the activation of the consuls, and the martial enthusiasm of the people. The 7 first centuries were filled with a rapid succession of triumphs, but it was reserved for Augustus to relinquish the ambitious design of subduing the whole earth and to introduce a spirit of moderation into the public councils. Inclined to peace by his temper and situation, it was easy for him to discover that Rome, in her present exalted situation, had much less to hope than to fear from the chance of arms, and that in the prosecution of remote wars, the undertaking became every day more difficult, the event more doubtful, and the possession more precarious and less...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?